Don't you just love that promo?
She's so cute, New Hong Lin.
Yes.
New Hong Lin is studying in Brussels, but her voice is still with us, and she will come back after her studies. So, another thing about Roundtable's Happy Place, I guess.
Yes.
Just a lovely, cozy feeling. What's been making you happy this week, Ryan
Rice? Well, I've, you know, guys, sometimes it's easy for me to find my happy place. Other times I have to look for happiness. But I do it because it's important to find happiness. Okay, so I went to some news articles, okay, and I found some things that made me happy, or rather, as Hyung says, chortle. Don't say that. It's laughing. Okay. No, I'm kidding. But anyways, so one of these things is who here knows McDonald's? Probably most people. But who here knows what vegan is? Okay. A vegan, as I understand, is like 100% vegetarian, I think, even not even having things like cheese. I don't know. Vegans, you guys are a little weird. I don't do that stuff, but I respect you.
Yes.
Okay, and so does McDonald's, because they've created the McVegan burger. And you might be like, what? McVegan, what?
What is that?
The McVegan burger. It is, I guess, only in Finland are they selling this burger. At McDonald's in Finland, the vegan burger, hamburger. Why would you call it a hamburger? It's a vegan burger. It is 100% vegetable-based, again, hamburger. They're saying this. I don't know why. Comprised of soybean steak, topped with vegan McFeast sauce, and, of course, fresh tomato, salad, and pickles. So, I thought this was really funny, just because it seems like McDonald's just puts a Mick in front of anything, and they try to sell it, you know? Mick fried rice. You know,
that
make whatever.
Would be nice, actually.
Maybe we just gave him an idea. Anyways, McVegan burger. First of all, just because a burger's like, that's like tofurkey. Have you guys heard of tofurkey?
No. What is
it's
that?
Like a turkey that is made of tofu.
Ooh.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, come on. Don't ruin Thanksgiving for us, vegan people. No, I'm just kidding again. But, and then the other news article I quickly want to mention here is I love penguins. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I really do. As a kid, one of my oldest stuffed animals that I've had since I can remember was a penguin. And I love this thing dearly. They just look so cute, you know? Mm. I like them. Mm. And I just found out that they got bigger in the past, okay? Approximately 6 feet tall. That's 1.8 meters.
Wow.
And weighed 220 pounds. That is a lot of love right there and cuteness, I think. Or rather scariness, depending on how you look at it. Guys, these, I guess they carbon dated the fossils of these penguins that they found, or rather one penguin. And it dated back to between 55 million to, I guess, 59 million years ago. So in between that range, give or take a million years. But what's really crazy is, you know, our ancestors have been around for about 6 million years. These are just maybe earlier human beings. The modern form of humans only evolved about 200,000 years ago, and civilization as we know it only about 6,000 years ago. And industrialization, guys, earnestly only started in the 1800s. So actually, everything that we kind of take for granted is we've been here for such a small speck of time. But the crazy thing is, maybe you imagine super huge penguins, and you're like, no way, no way. But then maybe what I would say is go take a shovel, dig in your backyard, and there is maybe some crazy things under this earth. I mean, 55 million years ago, there could have been a whole different kind of world, which means that, you know, there's so much interesting stuff. And archaeology, I think, is unveiling things that we never thought was possible, like super tall, cute penguins. So this is what made me happy.
Yeah, and penguins as tall as Hyung, because I move that height.
Yeah.
That thought is kind of frightening, actually, for me. Although when I think of penguins, I love them. I'm sure a lot of us have seen the March of the Penguins with, with that documentary. And then you just want to hug and maybe poke a little bit the
maybe not
pudgy the dudes or the stomach. Oh. Yeah. Yes, very cute. Yeah, but don't do that to penguins though. Yeah, just maybe in your mind. Yes. Yes. Huangshan, what have you got us? What's your happy place this week?
Oh yeah, this week I found my happy place in Shanghai. I'm thinking, Ooh. Do we have any listeners? I think we have many listeners from Shanghai, and I find a gelato bar in the Shanghai.
So, for those of the people that don't know, what is gelato?
Let me explain to you guys. Gelato is an Italian word, right?
I think
it's an Italian style of ice cream, and I think in Italian it means frozen.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think many people are thinking, oh, what's the difference between gelato and ice cream? I do some research for that.
Ooh.
First, contain less fat. I'm not finding an excuse for myself to eat the, ice cream more. Because they say ice cream legally has a minimum of, 10% of fat.
Mm-hmm.
But for gelato, it only contains more, 5 to 7% of fat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm not making this up for trying to find an excuse for our ice cream lovers. And it's denser because, less air is whipped into the mixture. So this means, gelato contains about 25 to 30% air, while ice cream can contain as much as 50% air. But there's one thing in common. It's because, you won't be able to resist just one more scoop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you ruined ice cream for me, though. I can't go back. So this gelato bar, was it delicious?
It's very special because it has loads of flavors.
Ooh.
I want to introduce the cheesecake flavor.
Oh, ooh. No. No, no, no. That sounds
marshmallow flavor. Apple pie flavor. It tastes just like apple pie, cheesecake, and marshmallow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't receive any advertising fee, and I just want to say if you are interested in go to this, gelato bar. Actually, it's just a very casual Italian food restaurant. It's located in the North Maoming Road, Maoming Beilu. Yeah, it's called Alora. Yes.
All right. Oh, and you've revealed the location too. Certainly, that's a very nice.
You tried the marshmallow one. Yeah, I didn't receive any advertising fees. I just received some handmade chocolates.
And the whatever I just gave her. Yeah, I'm just cracking a joke. That sounds amazing. And you know, she's only sharing that because I know she really did really dig it.
Mm.
And I do like gelato. The thing is, it's so much easier for some reason. Why is it so easy to find ice cream? Maybe ice cream's liked more, but I don't necessarily think that's true. I think I like gelato quite a bit, but it's not as available as ice cream is. You know what I mean?
Less fat.
Yeah.
Less fat. Well, that's what I want to highlight. Less fat. Yeah.
And also with gelato, sometimes we think of it as kind of artisan.
I can see that.
Ice cream to some extent, but certainly when it's so cold outside and you're in a warm room.
It's never too cold for gelato.
It's never too cold for ice cream or cheesecake or apple pie. All those sweet things I love.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
we can agree on this one.
Yes, and when we're doing this live broadcast, rarely do we have the time or chance to have a proper lunch.
Yes.
I'm not complaining, but when you're talking about that stuff, it just really makes my mouth water.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Huangshan. And I guess it's my turn.
Yes, and I'm
excited
about this one.
I have something that is that's something that I thought I'd share, but not necessarily. But in the end, you know, so there's a lot of ups and downs, twists and turns. I decided, yes, I'm definitely sharing this with you, and this is my happy place for this week. That is, I know there's a popular movie that some of you might have already checked out, and I know it's doing so well, not only in China, it's number 2 in the box office in China right now, and it's already grossed more than 402 million U.S. dollars around the world, and it's still screening. It's called Coco.
Must be good.
Oh.
Yes, and in Chinese it's called 寻梦环游记. Yes, so I went to the movies.
How about a movie?
It's interesting.
Yeah, tell us all about that
more
movie.
More stories, yeah. Mm.
I bet you your friend would be asking if you went to see this movie, as I got this reaction.
Yeah.
Did you cry? And me being a complete wimper, someone who would just cry her eyes out, even watching the Transformers.
How do you do that?
Yeah. So how did you enjoy the movie?
I'm an empathetic person.
Yeah, very.
Yes. And with very, very easygoing tear glands, I suppose.
So you cried during this movie?
Oh, of
Coco.
Course I did. But, I think this is... Okay, first of all...
Go ahead,
okay,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to explain a little bit. Mm. So the story is about an aspiring musician, a little boy called Miguel. Yes, and he confronted with his family's ancestral ban on music. So there was this big battle between family versus his dream, which is music. And then he enters the land of the dead, where he found his great-great-grandfather, and they had a whole adventure together, and he found some, without spoiling anything, I'm trying, and he found the secrets in his family, and he found that, he, I think, representing his 90-year-old grandma, in a way, helped her to make amends with her father, which is his great-great-grandfather. So, and also it is a complete a feast for the eyes.
So you can't even close your eyes if you're watching it, right?
Oh.
I wonder why I said that.
Yes, that was all great. And I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And then
but what happened?
Around maybe an hour into the movie, I'm a hardworking professional, and it's towards the end of the week.
Okay.
I've done so much, and I've traveled miles to see this movie.
Oh, you go.
And it was after work, and you know how much I give on this show. I fell asleep.
Yes, so that lively talk about the movie and whatnot, she decided to snooze a little bit,
A little bit.
So you cried afterwards, after you woke up?
And then,
this is just how it gets interesting.
I think I woke up almost
crying
on the shoulder of the person that was sitting next to me.
Oh my God.
Almost. But I managed to bounce back, and immediately I was crying because it was towards the last 30 minutes of the movie, which is the essence of the movie. Make sure to keep your eyes open for the last 30 minutes of the movie because it is
seriously worth it. Those are the tear-jerking moments. She knows. That's when she woke up. She's like, oh, no, God.
How did you know? I had to really try to contain the, oh, no.
Really been imagining. This is actually, I changed my happy place. Imagining this is my happy place.
I will guarantee you have my word on it. That is, it is about family, about dreams, about finding peace, and all of that is beautiful. And also, it's so colorful to look at. Very, very
it
nice
has,
movie.
It the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, kind of artisticness to it. Mm. I've seen the posters, and it does look visually very pleasing. I heard it's good as well.
Yeah, so isn't it great that you get some rest and also
Yeah, make sure you get some sleep and bring some napkins. That's what Hyung sang for smooth sailing.
Yes. That's very good advice, Ryan Price.
No problem, my Hyung.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, so that's my happy place. and I hope that's made you happy. And
it did.
Oh yeah? Me too.
Okay,
we laughed a lot.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah,
so that's our Roundtable's happy place segment. And send us your happy place too. And make everybody feel a little bit better about what's going on in life.